Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 276 for April 1st, and we're going to start off in 1918 when the Royal Air Force is created by the merger of the Royal Flying Corps and the Royal Navy Air Service. And then in 1933, the recently elected Nazis under Julius Streicher organize a one-day boycott of all Jewish-owned businesses in Germany. Finally, in 1976, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak found Apple Computer Incorporated. I'm Austin Daw, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On April 1st, 1918, a significant milestone in military aviation history occurred with the creation of the Royal Air Force, or the RAF, the world's first independent air force. The RAF was established through the merger of the Royal Flying Corps, which was the air arm of the British Army, and the Royal Naval Air Service, which was the air arm of the Royal Navy. This unification came about as a response to the growing importance of air power in military operations during World War I, and recognized the need for a distinct branch of the armed forces dedicated to aerial combat and reconnaissance. The establishment of the RAF aimed to consolidate and enhance the United Kingdom's aerial warfare capabilities by bringing together the expertise and resources of the two former branches. This move was intended to foster greater efficiency, innovation, and effectiveness in the development and application of air power. On April 1, 1933, shortly after Adolf Hitler's rise to power, the Nazi regime in Germany, under the direction of Julius Streicher and other prominent Nazis, organized a nationwide boycott of all Jewish-owned businesses. This event marked one of the first official state-sanctioned anti-Semitic actions taken by the Nazi government and served as a precursor to the systemic persecution and eventual genocide of the Jewish people during the Holocaust. Members of the SA, which were the paramilitary stormtroopers of the Nazi Party, were deployed outside Jewish-owned businesses, shops, and offices throughout Germany. They distributed propaganda, painting anti-Semitic slogans, and physically prevented customers from entering the premises. The boycott was also applied to Jewish professionals, including doctors and lawyers. While the boycott was officially government-sanctioned and supported by the Nazi leadership, it received a mixed reaction from the German public, especially at first. In some areas, citizens defied the SA and continued to patronize Jewish businesses, while in others, the boycott was more strictly observed. On April 1, 1976, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, along with Ronald Wayne, founded Apple Computer Incorporated, marking the birth of a company that would grow to become one of the most influential and valuable technology companies in the world. The founding of Apple represented a pivotal moment in the history of computing and technology, introducing innovations that have transformed how people interact with technology in their daily lives. The Apple One was the first product developed by the fledgling company. It was designed and hand-built by Wozniak. The Apple One was one of the first personal computers marketed to the general public. It was sold as a motherboard with CPU, RAM, and basic textual video chips, a base kit concept that would allow users to build their own computer. Apple has played a critical role in shaping the modern digital landscape. The introduction of the Macintosh in 1984 revolutionized the personal computing industry with its graphical user interface, the GUI, which made computers more accessible to ordinary people. Apple's later products, including the iPod, iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch, have continued to redefine consumer electronics and personal technology, and Apple has become one of the strongest and wealthiest companies in the world. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify. And I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.